Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Kevin Markey.
Yes?
Hi, this is Frammy from Our Style Fiverr in a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I was just reaching out because I know we were supposed to reach out yesterday
Yes,
regarding
we
the
weren't supposed
underground.
to talk yesterday. Yes.
Yes, so I was just following up today. I don't have any new information. Just wanted to let you know that we haven't forgotten about you.
Okay.
I actually a couple hours ago followed up and I asked if there was any information that I
So
can
I have a
provide you.
question for you. How come this is taking, I mean, your boss called me and said, we made it, I can make a deal, blah, blah, blah. So how come this is taking so long when the install date is going to be soon?
So I was just looking at your address. It looks like the in-service day is January.
This is
So
not
we,
around the corner, basically.
yeah, so we won't be able to pre-order the service until it's available in the system. Most likely that's like about 90 days, which means that by the beginning of November, that's when we'll be able to pre-order the service if you would like to go ahead and do it. So I
Yeah,
don't
but
know what's
okay,
taking
but
so
that would
long.
be all fine. That would be all good. But that's like telling me I'm gonna pay for the candy now, and by the way, you're gonna charge me whatever for the candy later. That make sense?
Correct. I understand.
So he told me he was going to look into this and he would have it handled, et cetera. And that's fine, I get what he's saying, but it doesn't sound right. It sounds like left, right is not talking to each other. Does that make sense to you?
It completely makes sense. It completely makes sense. I just wanted to do my part and let you know that I'm still on on looking for this information. I'm still waiting for them to give me
Like I said,
that
I'm
quote.
willing to do business with the company, but it already has a I already have a bad taste in my mouth, if that makes sense.
I
Because
completely
they can't
understand.
because he said because your boss, your head guy, he said he was the head schmuck, excuse my French, that I can handle this, and yes, I'm gonna get it to you for this. I mean, again, I had the guy out here, he assessed the property, he said it would be such and such dollars. And I'm willing to pay the such and such dollars, but if it's beyond that, then why aren't they just telling me this? This is not rocket science. We should have this. This should be handled already. Yes or no?
No, completely. I completely understand. I just if he worked out a deal with you, I don't, I just want to make sure that they give
Okay,
me the
so
correct
okay,
information.
all right. Say I worked out a deal with him. Okay, the bottom line is, okay, we're talking about 300 feet. Yes. Basically 350 feet. So why isn't the company just saying, you know what? Mr. Markey is going to be a new customer. I'm going to be paying this for the next, my house is a 20-year mortgage. I'm going to pay it for the next 20 years. Why can't we just get this done? That's my question to you.
And I completely understand. I don't know why it's taking them so long just to give us a quote. I know that they do charge
Because
$1.50 per fee.
I get all of that, but the guy was already here. So they have the specs, they have the footage, they have everything. So if you look at my point of view, I'm going, why would I do business with a company that can't get their stuff together? I won't use the word in front of a lady.
I completely understand. So I will keep pushing for this for them to give me a response quick. I'll let them know that you're still
But you
waiting for
understand what
that.
I'm saying. I'm not trying to be rude or, or try to be a jerk or anything, but they should have had this. He told me I have this all figured out, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Here's what it sounds like to me. And I'm gonna be straight with you. It sounds like a car salesman speech, if you know what that means. It sounds like Camafachi, where I come from in the Bronx. It sounds like bait and switch. Basically what I'm telling you. You know what? At this point, if they can't get their stuff together, I'll deal with what I have with Verizon and be done. I don't have to give them any money. I don't need to have the line drilled on my property, and I'll walk away. And guess what? All my neighbors will stick with Spectrum, and then they lose out. That's the bottom line here. But I will tell all my neighbors, if you give me a good deal and get my stuff together, I will tell them, don't deal with Spectrum. Deal with this company because they did the right thing. But if I have to tell my neighbors that they do the right thing, and they have to deal with this, guess what? They're going to come knock at my door and say, what did you tell us to do here?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to live with these people for the next 20 years. Forget it, but you guys could be here and gone for all I know. But for the next 20 years, I have to deal with my neighbors, and they were like, you basically, excuse my French, screwed us.
Mm-hmm.
We could have stick with Spectrum and be done. Either they want to do business with me or they don't. Now, again, I spoke to you yesterday. It should not take this long because I already spoke to your boss. The boss should handle this. If he can handle this, then I don't need to do business with them. I'll stick with Verizon and I'll walk away. Okay. That simple.
I completely understand. So I would reach back out to them to let them know to please get in contact with you as soon as possible and give you this information.
Again, if they can't, mm-hmm. they can keep their service. I'll deal with Verizon, pay my phone bill, and I'll walk away.
That
and they will lose out in Saugerties. That I can tell you because, again, everybody knows who I am here. I speak to a lot of people. And if they can't do business here, that's fine. Everybody will stick with Spectrum and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. So it's up to them.
I completely understand. All right, so we'll be in
front. Please don't take it personally. I don't mean to. If I am, I apologize. It's not you.
Oh, no. I completely know.
Company, but
no worries.
It sounds, where I live, this sounds kamifachi to me.
I completely understand, Mr. Markey. Okay. So I will keep working on these sources so they can give you an answer as soon as possible because it shouldn't take this long if we already have the measurements.
Like I said, you guys explained to me do A, B, and C, and I did A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do D and F. I don't need internet that badly to do D and F. If that makes sense,
Completely.
I'll rather walk away and be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody in my neighborhood will stick with Spectrum, and they won't do any business here. That I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is a billion-dollar company. At the end of the day. If they don't want to do a business here, that's okay, too. I'm not mad. I'm not aggravated. I will walk away, and everybody will do a Spectrum.
No,
The competition will eat them up for breakfast here.
I completely understand. No, we really do not want to lose your business. We are a starting company, and this is not the way we want to start.
Well, that's the part that's irritating me. Like what you just said, we're a starting company. If you're a starting company, then you should do the right thing because this communication has been going on now for 2 months, and your boss, your head guy, told me, oh, I'll get this done in 2 days. Well, that was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not you personally, so please don't take what I'm saying personally. You just work for the company, but none of this sounds like I'm ready to walk away. And you know what? I'll deal with Verizon and be done. And nobody will get your company here. I can tell you that.
I completely understand, sir. And all right, so thank you so much for answering my call today and speaking with me. I would continue to be on top of this situation and okay, so they can call you as soon as possible. I do thank you, and I hope you have a great afternoon, sir.
You too. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.